Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Mem Gimel, Zvachim 43a, pagination is 85. We'll start on the facing page with the Mishnah that we did yesterday. We're talking about Pigul, which is a specific type of thought application where the person thinks while they're doing the Shechita that they're going to eat the parts of the Karban at an inappropriate time. And this is going to affect the carbon through that thought, even if the person would end up eating the carbon at the proper time. That mere thought at the time of the Shechita passes the carbon in a very serious way called pigul. There are other ways that the carbon can become invalid. A person can have intent to eat it out of its proper place. But that doesn't create pigul. It will indeed be invalid, but it's not the level of pigul with the punishment called kares. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu dvarim she'en chayavim aleihem mishum pigul." These are the things that are not going to have pigul applied to them. And the reasoning is, as the Rambam says so eloquently, "Ein chayavim kares elo al achilas dvarim shehutru bein la'adam bein la'mezbeach." You're only in violation on the level of kares for eating something that became permitted through something else. Something else, like the blood, had to be sprinkled, and this meat became permitted. But if you eat from the thing itself that's causing the heter, it's not going to be the kares obligation. There's lashes, like cases that don't have pigul. And therefore, for example, hakomets, the portion that's going to be burnt, that portion is the thing that's causing the permission. It did not become permitted because of something else. Vaketores, the incense that's burned on the inside mizbeach, the inner mizbeach. Vahalavona, the frankincense that's brought also as part of a karban, or minchas kohanim. We continue on today's daf, and the mincha of the kohanim that's totally burnt, or minchas kohen mashiach, and the mincha of the kohen gadol that's totally burnt daily, vehadam, and the blood. All of these things, the thing itself gets burnt. This is not that something else caused it to be permitted, and the only reason it's forbidden to you is because it's pigul and you ate it. All of those parameters have to be met, otherwise it's not pigul. V'hanesachim ha'boim b'fnei atzman. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says libations, donations of wine that are on their own. They're not part of a karban, so those things don't have pigul because they themselves allow themselves. That's the offering. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, af habayim im habehema. Even if the libations are coming with an animal, they're also not included in pigul because the animals being brought does not really do anything for the libations. The libations can be brought tomorrow, and therefore they're viewed as independent of the behema, even if they're being brought as part of the offering. That's the view of the Chachamim. Luk shemen shal metzora, the oil that's brought by a metzora, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein chayav malav mishem pigul. Rabbi Shimon says that there's no pigul on that. Rabbi Meir Omer, chayav malav mishem pigul, shedama osha matiro, and Rabbi Meir holds that it is linked to his karban, but again, Reb Shimon says that it could be brought at a different time, and therefore it's not really linked and not becoming permitted because of something else. Also included here is not only that it becomes permitted for a person to eat it, but even if it becomes permitted by this act for it to be brought on the mizbeach, that item would be pigul because there's something else that's allowing it to be brought. Ha'ola, for example, the carbon ola is all brought on the mizbeach. It's not given to people to eat, not to the owner, not to the Kohanim, nevertheless, it would be included in Pigul because Doma Matires Bisara Lamizbeach. The sprinkling of the blood allows the meat to be brought on the Mizbeach for Ora LaKohanim, and its hide indeed goes to the Kohanim. That's the result of the blood being sprinkled. Ola Sa'of Doma Matires Bisara Lamizbeach. Likewise, by a bird, Ola, the blood allows it to be brought on the Mizbeach. Chatas ha'of, dama matres besara lakoanim, the bird chatas, the blood is going to allow the meat to be eaten by the koanim. Parim hanisrafim usuirim hanisrafim, certain category of karbanos where the animal is going to be burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so that burning is not really what the blood is accomplishing. Daman matres emireim likarev, but the emurim, the innards that are brought on the mizbeach, that indeed becomes permitted because the blood was brought. Rabbi Shimon Amar kol she'enu ala mizbeach hachitzon kishlamim ein chayav malav mishum pigul. Rabbi Shimon argues about the general category of things that they're burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. He says that's not similar to a shlamim, and therefore there's no pigul on that. A shlamim was brought, parts of it were brought on the Mizbeach. It wasn't burnt outside. That's not something that's comparable to the shlamim. And indeed, if we turn the page, we'll take a glance at Mandalid Amud Aleph, page 87. You will see just shortly before the wide lines, Mashlamim miyuchadim sheish lehem matirim bein la'odam bein la'mizbeach, just as shlamim, which is the case that was the paradigm case, they have matirin, something else allows it either for human consumption or for the mizbeach's consumption. Af kol sheish lehem matirim bein la'odam bein la'mizbeach, Chayavim Alehen Mishum Pigul. Also, any similar case where something allows this something else, either to a person or to the Mizbeach, that would be the case of Pigul. And you see that the comparison is to Shlamim, as we mentioned, because that's where the Pasuk is presented. And therefore, going back to the Mishnah, Rab Shimon maintains that things that are not comparable to the Shlamim, because significant parts of it are burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash, so that's not going to be included in this law. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.